I'm doing pretty good. Getting a little nervous as we're getting closer.
Did you know this story before you started in this production, the story of Helen Keller and what was all behind it?
No, I actually didn't. And, like, now I see it from that different perspective and, like, all the history that's actually behind it. And, like, it's really cool.
Tell us about your character, Helen's mom. What do we need to know about her?
So she originally is, like, a young Southern girl, and then she marries Keller, and he has a kid from a previous marriage who doesn't really like her. And so there's, like, that kind of conflict between our two characters, James and me. And then as the play goes on, I kind of get more, like, frustrated and tired because, like, my child can't see or hear, and I just want her to get help. So she can be fun, but she can also be really sad. She just wants her kid to get better, and she'll be willing to do anything for that.
Connor Brunick is here, and that's Helen's dad. You having fun with this production?
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Tell us about Mr. Keller in this production.
So Mr. Keller, or Captain Keller, is the father of Helen and the husband of Katie. He is reluctant to get help for Helen because time and time again there has been doctors at their house multiple times and they have not been able to help Helen in any way. And so at the beginning of the play, he just doesn't have any hope for any doctors or help whatsoever. But after a fight with his sister, Aunt Eve, and Katie, he decides to write a man that lives up in Boston who is Anne Sullivan's mentor. And when Annie comes to Ivy Green, their home, he is reluctant of Annie. He doesn't believe that she's the correct fit. She was, she's young, she was blind, she's a northerner, which he has some resentment for. But as the play goes on, he starts to grow on Annie, and he starts to build that hope up again, that there is some way of communicating with his daughter, because one of his lines of the show is that, "You don't know I'm your father." And it's just a way that he is able to build that hope up, that he can once again have another child that he can communicate with. And there's also a strained relationship with James, his older son, because he left. It's unclear what happened with his first wife, but James has resentment towards him because he married Katie and had two other children and seemingly almost forgot about his mom.
What are people going to take away from this? How are they going to feel after seeing this production? Are they motivated, inspired? What do you think they'll go home with?
Definitely motivated and inspired. It's a very motivational story about overcoming adversities with one's own life or disability, where Helen is deaf and blind, but she is still able to find ways to communicate with Annie and her family. They just have to persevere and fight through it and not give up with the teachings. And so I think that the story is mostly about not giving up, persevering, finding motivation to do it, and never give up hope.
Best wishes to you two. Thanks for the time, and we look forward to seeing it.
All right, thank you
so much.